Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Melissa with Talk with Trinity, a show that is dedicated to the education, enrichment, and enlightenment of all individuals. I am Melissa Enoch DeBerry. I'm a licensed clinical addiction specialist, and I am here this morning shopping, preparing for the Recovery Month event that will be taking place in the next 2 hours. We've got a pretty good lineup today. We have individuals that are going to be presenting their respective businesses. They're going to be giving us information about different things that are in the community that can be helpful to our clients and to the community. We're going to have the Pink Lady, which is the breast cancer awareness fire truck. We're going to have a forgiveness workshop this morning, and we are going to release the room. We just want to thank God right now for allowing us to come this morning, thanking Him for giving us strength, protecting us through the night, and just thanking Him for blessing us with another day and blessing us with being able to have this event and being on this side of recovery. There are individuals who have passed on who may not have had this type of opportunity, and we just want to thank God that He allowed us to have it. And we just want to, if anyone wants to call in and ask any questions or make any comments, the call-in number is 347-945-5924. Again, the number is 347-945-5924. This morning, again, we are preparing for this event, and quite naturally, you'll do your best to remember everything that you can, but you will still find yourself forgetting some things, and then you are running around trying to take care of those things, and we're just fortunate that we have the mobility to be able to do that. There are individuals who don't have that type of mobility, who are struggling with even getting out of bed, struggling with being able to drive without being afraid of the police finding them. And so we're just counting all joy this morning that we are able to have these opportunities, which may not seem like a lot, but it is a lot when these things are taken away or when things are taken for granted. And that's the one thing that we want to think about this morning as we're waking up, as we're listening to the program. Think about the things that you take for granted. In the planning for this event, I realized that there are individuals who live, work in certain areas and never further than their homes. I think I mentioned before that they say you go within a 5-mile radius, and that's about the extent of your travels. And that's interesting because we live in a state, and I think I mentioned this before, we live in a state, and it has a lot of history. North Carolina, by being in the location that it is in, next to Virginia, almost found itself in the middle of the north and the south. When you hit the Virginia line, you kind of pass by that. And so North Carolina, and there are a lot of battles that were fought here. And, we have the mountains. So if you have the mountains, you have Native Americans that live here. And so there's a lot of history. And we'll go all the way outside of our state and take for granted. And in the planning of this event, I was talking to some people, and in my talking to them, I say, well, have you ever considered, where you live or things like that? And they were like, no. And I found it really interesting that they answered no to that question. they haven't considered living anyplace, or what they have at hand, and things such as that. And so I asked them, I said, well, you know, did you know that these things existed? And they were like, no. I said, wow, you know, to live in an area and a lot of places I didn't know or see either. We want to hold it. I think we have a call. So our caller called in, and I apologize for the mute. The caller asked the question, says, well, when you take things for granted, what do you do, or how do you not be taken for granted? And the one thing that you do, the thing in recovery, when you're seeking to enter into recovery or be in recovery, is you just, gratitude is most important to maintain, to avoid from being taken for granted, or to taking things for granted, taking people for granted, just being grateful for the opportunities, grateful for the people, grateful for the situations, and just being overall grateful for the things that take place that you know, there are individuals that don't. And that attitude of gratitude is the one thing that will help to maintain the thoughts, maintain the feelings, maintain interactions with other people, and just kind of keep you on a stable ground and keep you just being well, and not taking your health for granted because it can be taken away, and not taking people for granted because they can pass on. And then if something does happen, and the act of gratitude is a little, it's saying thank you, but it's also just saying, you know what? What if? What if this person wasn't in your life? What if the situation hadn't happened? What if? What if? And, you know, you can say what if a lot. And some people say, well, can't really say what if because things didn't happen. But you can say what if because you didn't have to wake up. You didn't have to have breath. You didn't have to. There's a lot of things you did not have to do. And just for the grace of God and for God's favor, he allowed you to have that. And he allowed you to be there. He allowed you to do that. A lot of times people will take for granted things, just believing that everything is going to stay the same. And when situations change, you're always going to have your job. There are individuals who have lost employment. Or you're always going to have your mate. Or you're always going to have, you know, money, and you're always going to have, there's just going to be things that you're going to feel like you always are going to have. And then when things are taken away, you grieve them because you lose them. But if you, then you start to think, well, gosh, what if I had a little more gratitude for those things? And that is why this lesson, this whole, the culmination of the National Recovery Month, this is just a time to just say, you know what, God, we thank you. We thank you for the planning. We thank you for all of the lessons that we have learned. And we just want to just thank you, God, for just giving us the information, allowing us to meet the individuals that we have met along the way, and just allowing us the situations that even cause us to consider this is an opportunity, the individuals that we have encountered, and what we will be doing on next week is we will be sending out our thank you notes. So, God, we just thank you, and we just pray that everyone has a good rest of the day. In Jesus' name.